Well, I think we can go ahead and proceed then, Mr. Ganz, if you want to get this meeting started.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jim Ganz, and I'm chairman of the State Environmental Commission. Joining me today are two other members of the commission, Mr. Tom Porta and Mr. Jason King. For the record, this appeal hearing is being reconvened this morning, let me get the right time here, at 10:09 on Wednesday, January 24th, 2019, via telephonic conference, and concerns the NDEP proposed revocation of Nathaniel Sleitenreich's Grade 3 Nevada Wastewater Treatment Plant Operator Certificate, NV-876. This hearing is open to the public, and written notice pursuant to NRS 233B and 241 was provided to the affected parties. An agenda for today's hearing was also posted and made available to the parties and the public. Before we get started, I would now like to request that all persons on today's telephone conference please reintroduce themselves. Don't all speak at once.
Katie Armstrong, the Attorney General's Office.
Dan Newbell, Attorney General's Office.
Jennifer Carr with the Division of Environmental Protection.
Paul Larson, representing Mr. Sleitenreich.
David Stoft with the Clark County Water Reclamation District.
Jennifer Sharn, Clark County Reclamation District.
Val King, State Environmental Commission.
Have we missed anyone?
I'm sorry, Jason King with the SEC.
Peter Keegan.
Tom, I think we heard from you.
Peter Keegan, Deputy Attorney General.
Okay, I think that's it. Let's go ahead and start with agenda item number one, which is public comment. Pursuant to NRS 241.020, per N2, per ND, per N3, we will begin the appeal hearing today with public comments. However, if a member of the public wants to speak about activities conducted by Mr. Sleitenreich in general, or in this case specifically, you will have to hold your comments until after the panel has finished its deliberations and announced its decision. Please note that no action may be taken on a matter during public comment until the matter itself has been included on the agenda as an item for possible action. Also, at my discretion, I may limit public comments to 5 minutes per person. With that in mind, are there any comments from the public? Okay, hearing none, no response. We will go on to agenda item number two, which is the hearing regarding NDE proposed revocation of Mr. Sleitenreich's Grade 3 Wastewater Treatment Plant Operator Certificate, NV-876, for possible action by the Commission. This matter was originally heard by this panel during a full-day hearing on December 17, 2018. However, the panel did not complete its deliberations or issue formal findings. At the conclusion of the hearing on December 17, 2018, the panel continued this matter to allow the parties to enter into settlement negotiations. Will the parties please provide an update to the panel members regarding the status of this matter? I would like to open the floor to counsel for NDEP first. Ms. Armstrong?
Thank you, commissioners. As you can see, following the December 19th hearing, we negotiated with Mr. Sleitenreich and his attorney and have entered into a settlement agreement on this matter. We feel all the parties have agreed. We feel it's a fair agreement. We executed it yesterday and then entered into a stipulation to dismiss the appeal with prejudice, and that's what is before you today, to approve that stipulation. I have no further comments. If you want me to discuss a settlement agreement, I'm happy to do that with you.
Okay, let's wait. I'm assuming the Tom, you and Jason both have copies of the stipulation, and you've read also the settlement agreement. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah, I have.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Larson, do you have any comments on behalf of Mr. Seltenreich?
Not at this time. I believe the stipulation and the settlement agreement speaks for itself.
Okay, appreciate that. And I would then turn to the commission members, Tom and Jason. Do you have any comments or any questions of Ms. Armstrong or Mr. Larson?
This is Jason. I do not.
This is Tom. I don't either.
Okay. I would suggest then that there is no deliberation. I too have read both documents. I understand them and I agree with Mr. Larson. I think they stand for themselves. Then I would therefore call for a motion on the settlement agreement.
This is Jason. I would move to approve the stipulation to dismiss the appeal with prejudice as signed on January 22nd, 2019 and January 23rd, 2019.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the stipulation be approved by the panel. Are there any discussions on the motion and stipulation by the panel members? Okay, hearing none, I would call for a vote, please. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Hearing none, the motion has unanimously passed by the panel. That would then bring us to item number 3, final public comments. Again, pursuant to NRS 241.020, (2)(d)(3), it is now time for public comment. As a reminder, comments may be limited to 5 minutes per person at your discretion. Please note that no action may be taken on a matter during public comment until the matter itself has been included on an agenda as an item for possible action. Again, with that, I would ask if there's any comments from the public at this time. Okay, hearing none, we go on to item number 4, which is adjournment. If there's nothing further from the parties, the attorneys, I will call this hearing adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom.
Yes.
I would just like to thank both parties for reaching this agreement and hope that we can move forward from here and Mr. Seltenreich.
Thank you.
On behalf of Mr. Seltenreich, thank you very much.
And this is Katie Armstrong. I wanted to thank the commission members for their time on this matter. We know it was a long process, but we want to thank you and also thank Paul Larson for his professionalism and cooperation. Thank you.
And I, too, would like to comment. I following the hearing on December 17th, I did compliment Mr. Larson. A lot of us on this commission has had a number of hearings that we've participated in. First of all, Ms. Armstrong, I understand where you came from. You had to explain it to me quite a bit at the December 17th hearing about the importance of these tests to the proper functioning and operation of treatment plants. And I do appreciate your concern about that. And Mr. Larson, I especially, as I said before, and I'm repeating myself to you, I really appreciate how you conducted yourself during this hearing. The reasonableness that you exhibited and the way you made your objections, I wish all attorneys could help us out as a commission trying to reach some type of a determination in the kind of behavior, Mr. Larson, that you exhibited. So both of you, I commend, as chairman, having to conduct these hearings and sometimes the problems we have. I think you've come to a good settlement, one that I do believe, after all day on the 17th, hearing both of your comments and your positions, I think the settlement does what it needs to do. So again, I want to echo Mr. King and Mr. Porta's comments that we appreciate what you've done and how this has turned out. Any other comments from any of the participants? If not, the meeting is adjourned, and I thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.